Okay. Unbelievable game to be a part of. Tough, hard fought on both sides. Give credit to both teams. Not a big plays made on both sides of the ball, and you know, just not enough of them. So we'll have to regroup and learn from this one.
Disappointing to take it in overtime,
have
a couple shots at it.
Yeah, it's disappointing. There's a couple of things. You know, the penalties, the number of penalties we had, I think that was in double digits. So, although there was a lot of plays made out there, a lot of critical plays, there were some errors that, led us to the result that we have. So, we have to take a look at them and get them corrected.
How frustrating was the unevenness? You force a third long, then a penalty. You'd have a big run, then a loss.
That's right. That's where it is. You know, the penalties give them an opportunity for a first down. I know the one drive we had a hand to the helmet, and I think they end up scoring on that, which would gotten them off the field. So, you know, those things, when you're playing aggressive and you're playing physical, sometimes those plays happen, but it's the foolish ones we need to take a look at.
How much did you adjust your pressure scheme on defense because of the less mobile quarterback?
Not too much. I think we had a plan either way, and I think you saw us right away in the first couple series, kind of adjusting to how they were handling it. So, after that, we pretty much stayed put.
How much did you get back to what you want to do?
Very much so. Yeah, very much the aggressive coverage and, mixing it up and change ups and stuff like that. So I was very pleased with that.
Gosh, you're almost shocked to lose a game like this where you had all the recipes in place and you got turnovers. And
sure.
For 300, TJ runs for 100, you have 100-yard receiver. I mean, all those things that add up usually to a win.
Right. It's hard, because if we, at the end, if you make one of those field goals, we're in the locker room talking about tremendous effort, competitiveness, getting turnovers, sudden change, scoring off a sudden change. We're talking about all these things that led to that. And they're still there. And that's what I told the team. Those points are still there. But we're not quite there yet. And we're not doing enough of the good things yet consistently to get us over the hump. But we're close.
Blake looked off in the second half. Did you feel like the ankle was an issue?
I'm not sure how much it was. I don't believe so. It wasn't brought to my attention.
Did they switch things up on defense in the second half?
It looked like Davis traveled with Allen Robinson.
How much did Hearns stick out today?
I thought they all played really well at the receiver position. Brian Walters did a nice job. Hearns, A-Rob, Tony Washington, the times he was in there. So I very pleased. Very pleased overall.
Gus, obviously you guys are young, but are you concerned at all they haven't learned how to win a game like this?
No, I think that right there is you learn how. Through that, the mental toughness part of it, what it takes. We just a couple plays. We've got to learn to, and it's right there in our grips. Standing on the sideline, we just didn't finish. So I'm not concerned about it because I think this team in that locker room, they know what it takes. We just need to, keep consistently putting them together. I think as far as the good plays to make it an easier possibility.
Is there any conversation with Jason Myers before the overtime kick?
No.
How much is your patience being tested with Jason at this point? Do you feel like it's waning?
No, I wasn't even thinking about that. No.
What was the key to your run defense today with Gore?
Well, I think that we've been playing pretty good run defense, I think, the whole year, for the most part. I think, he's a challenge now. I think that guys on their gaps responsibility and playing their responsibilities. Even when Puz went out and Thurston went in, we had a couple injuries there, and new guys went in there to get their opportunities. I felt like they really understood it, too. So that was good. Again, I think some of these injuries have helped us build good quality depth, and guys can step in and get their opportunity to play, and they're doing a good job.
Yeldon got it going. It doesn't matter. Sticking with it.
Yeah, I think when you can run the ball, sometimes it's 2 yards, 3 yards, and then one will pop, and you just got to be patient with it. So it was good to see over 100 yards by him, and I think, over 130, 140 yards total, something like that. So that was good.
How much is Cyprian Flash?
Yeah, I made some plays. I think you saw him down in the box more, and more at the line of scrimmage, and he did, just without seeing the film, I thought he did pretty well.
Injury update?
I'm not sure. I haven't met with the trainers yet, so I'm not sure. And I'll. Okay, thank you.